I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Iraqi Christians are refraining from public Christmas celebrations due to the increasingly grave security situation. Church bombings, car bombings, kidnappings, and killings have become commonplace. The effect on evangelistic work? Words of Hope's Lita Young.
The number of Christians there has decreased. Many who had options to go to other places have left or gone underground. And so in general, the attendance at churches, which had been functioning above ground and openly before, seems to have diminished in most cases.
Meanwhile, there's a saying that goes, familiarity breeds contempt. It refers to something that's so common that it gets taken for granted. In this case, for many North American believers, it's the Bible. Bible Pathway Ministries' Karen Hawkins says they're encouraging people to commit to reading the whole Bible in 2007. Why?
We had one pastor write and say, a man started tithing and I wasn't preaching on tithing. And he said, well, I read it in the Bible. People's lives are going to change because their hearts are going to change because the Spirit is giving free rein.
Go to our website if you want details on getting started. And Grace Ministries International is asking for prayer for their missionary team in Zambia. Carl Moyer is preaching the word at an English-speaking Christmas service at Grace Church. The team hopes that the service will bring people who not only hear the gospel, but that some would believe in Christ and his redemption. Many people in the community are showing openness to the message. Grace Church's vision in Zambia is to start an outreach in a new country every year. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on these and other stories, call our resource line 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. On behalf of the entire MNN News team, I'm Greg Yoder wishing you and your loved ones a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.